Rochahei, Rav Nosson Zal again is basing this discussion on a chapter in Shulchan Aruch where it talks about the laws of damages between man and fellow man, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Adam Mu'ud La'ilam, a human being is liable for full payment from at all times, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, whether he caused the damage intentionally or unintentionally, bein er, bein yoshan, whether he did it while he was awake or asleep. If he causes any damage, monetary damage, to another Jew, he's responsible. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give a whole discussion in which he's going to include this topic. Al pi hatora tiku emuna belikutei moran tanina simen hei. This discussion is going to be based on chapter 5 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is called Tiku Emuna. Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah, review that entire chapter on Likutei Moran, and now he's going to give us a very short synopsis. Ki Hoikar Hu Ho Emuna. Rav Enizal says there that the most important thing that a Yid needs is Emuna. V'lizkos L'Emuna, and in order to be Zeichet to Emuna, Kualidei Tzakas Halev Mima Makim. Rav Enizal there explains that when a Jew feels that he's falling in Emuna, one of the things that will strengthen him is if he cries out from the depths of his heart, Tashem. Rav Enizal proves it from Psukim there, how that helps a person's Emuna. Hamayim Amukim Eitzabalevish. By doing that, the person digs up the deep waters, like coming from a deep well, that put a person back onto that track of faith in Hashem. And in order to be zeichet, to have the ability to give that scream from the depths of your heart, and which will bring up these waters, this wellspring of faith, you need a person of deep understanding, an ishtvunos, shehu al yidei shemamshich ruchnius elikus l'tach tzimtzumim. Rav Enizal explains over there, how does a Jew become an ishtvunos? He has to be the type of person who has the ability to take ruchnius, spirituality, and bring it down into tzimtzumim, package it, put it into small packaging. Shaydezeh mamshich parnoso. That's what gives the person the ability to draw parnasa, umetzachtzeach nishmosoi, and he causes his neshama to shine in a bright glow, and he elevates himself to this title of ish tvunais, who has the ability to bring forth those waters that are used to recharge and restore the fallen emuna of Yidden. Bebechinas tzadik oichel lesoiv anashoi, as the pasuk says, when a tzadik eats, he's not eating for physical purposes. He's eating to satisfy his nefesh, his soul, to give that glow and shine to his soul that we're talking about here, this oyer hatzachzochos. V'alidei shemalin ho'emuna hanafula. And Rav Enizal explains there that whenever this process is performed, that people have fallen in their faith and they're picked up, they're restored. When that happens, nasim geirin. It automatically causes an influx of converts. Ve'elu hagerim mazikim liYisrael. However, converts also cause damage to the Jewish people. Rabbi Enizal explains over there what the damage is specifically. Umachnisim bohem gaiva. They inject gaiva into Klal Yisrael. Gaiva is a terrible midah, arrogance, the wrong type of arrogance. V'hatikun lazeh, and Rabbi Enizal explains, each line I'm saying here is a page in that chapter on Likutei Moran. This is the longest chapter, 5 there is the longest chapter on Likutei Moran. It's the shir that Rabbi Enizal gave 2 Rosh Hashanahs before his death. And it's very long and involved, and every statement he makes here is a paragraph there, you know, which is explained and proven from Sukkim. So don't say, well, he's not explaining anything. V'hatikun lazeh. The tikkun to ensure that when Geirim come into Klal Yisrael, they should not cause harm and damage. The tikkun for that is alidei hamoginei eretz, through the protectors of the land. Rav Enizal says over there, this refers to poskim, people that are very knowledgeable in halacha, etc., etc. Shemeshabrim ta'avosom, who break their evil desires, umalim mebechinas hechtem besoroi, Lebchinas pituche choisim kodesh Lashem, bechinas tefillin, ayin shom kol zehetri. Those are the people who, through their tikkun abris, they elevate the Shekhinah from coming from a place of hechtin b'soroi, from an impure flesh, and elevating it to the level of choysam dikdusha, the seal of kedusha, like the bris milah, which symbolizes the insignia of holiness that's implanted in every Jew. Ayin shom kol zehetev. Look this over there in this chat in Likutei Moran there, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on all of this very much. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to use some of those points for the discussion that we're having here now. The insignia of Hashem, one form of it is called tefillin. Because just like the bris milah is called ois, we find that tefillin is called ois. And in this chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows the connection between tefillin and tikkun abris, that whole topic. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'al kein, based on this, a Jew has to be extremely careful not to cause any damage or harm to a fellow Jew's possessions. Mamon Yisraeli, to Jewish money. Sheyokor Moed, which is something that's very precious. Jewish money, every penny, is so important. Adarabba, just the opposite. Choy volov lehishtadeh lahatzilo mehezek. A Jew has a responsibility to do everything he can to protect his fellow Jew's money from being harmed. If you see something wrong with somebody else's car, where this could lead to an accident, you're required to tell him, listen, I noticed that your lights aren't working. I want you to know. I'm telling it to you. Why am I telling? Because I'm Jewish and I'm obligated to tell you. I have a responsibility to be concerned about your money and your life, both, even your money. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yehi Mamoin Chavercha Chaviv Alecha Kishaloch. Your fellow Jew's money should be as beloved to you as your own money. You should consider it just as important. V'chein hu mechuyev l'shtadei l'hoshiv aveda. And so too a Jew is obligated, if he finds something that another Jew lost, to bend every effort to return it to the Jew that lost it. Shehu mitzvah sedoraisa. This is one of the 613 commandments. Ki mamoin Yisrael yokor moi, because Jewish money is super precious. Ki mamoin uparnosas Yisrael nimshach alidei hatzadikim amitiim. Because Jewish money, how does it get to this world? It gets to the world through super tzadikim that bring it down. Shehem nichlolim bebechinas ish tvunai sanal. These tzaddikim are plugged into this ish tvunais that we spoke about. Shemamshichim ruchnias elikus letoch tzimtzumim. This ish tvunais is the one who has the ability to take spirituality and bring it into tzimtzumim and constrict it, package it into fine packaging. Shaydeze nimshach parnoso. Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Moran over there that those that have the ability to do that, those are the ones who bring parnoso into the world. Which causes the neshama to shine, which gives the person the ability to draw good advice, which is compared to like sweet waters from the deepest well, the well springs of knowledge, like and that's what nourishes and elevates our faith. Nimtza, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, we conclude, Shemomoin Yisraeli Yokor Moed. Jewish money is super precious. Ki ikar hu ho'emuna shegdeila alidei mamoinu parnosis Yisrael kanal. Because the most important thing is the development of faith, which is dependent on money. What are you talking about? The answer is we've spoken about this many, many times. That the Zohar HaKadosh says, that how does a Jew show that he believes in Hashem? He's willing to spend money on a mitzvah. A mitzvah that's done without cost is nowhere near, has nowhere near the impact as a mitzvah that you have to pay money for. Because the willingness to spend money shows a level of faith and respect in Hashem. And so too, there's a pasuk in Tehillim which says, Tzivisa tzedek edoisecho ve'emuna ma'oid. Hashem, you have given us righteous commandments, and faith in you is moed, very much so. We know that the word moed in Hebrew is used to refer to a person's money. When we say in the Shema, you're supposed to love Hashem bechol ma'odecha, means with your entire wealth. Note, the pasuk says, ve'emuna ma'oid. A person's faith is associated with his money. So that when a Jew receives a flow of money, kosher money, that strengthens his faith. That has the ability to affect his emunah in Hashem and emunah tzaddikim. V'alkein osur lahazik mamon chaveiro kanal. And this is why it's forbidden for a Jew to cause any financial harm to another Jew. V'alkein ha'odam chayev behezik tamid afilu b'sheina. And this is why the Torah says that a human being is liable for any damage he causes, even if he did it in his sleep. In his sleep, his hand went out and he swung and broke a lamp in someone else's house, he's chayev to pay. As the Gemara says, Adam mu'ud la'ilam kanal. Ki kol ha'hezekos nimshochim me'hamazike alma, shehem ha'hepech me'tikunei ho'emuna kanal. Rav Nosson explains here now. Any time that any damage is caused, where is it coming? Where is its source? The source is from certain forces of evil, mazikim, forces of tumah that exist in this world that are the opposite of faith, that are the opposite of faith in Hashem. Kihem nimshochim meizuamas hagerim. These forces draw their energy from the bad part of converts, the filth of converts, shekoshim liYisrael, where the Gemara says that there is a certain aspect of converts that causes damage to the Yidden, that causes damage to Kal Yisrael. And these mazikei alma come from that place. Val yodom nimshach niyuf. And they bring adultery into Kal Yisrael. They bring those kind of bad thoughts. Bechinas hechtim besoroi. The concept of an impure flesh, shehu pigama das, which results in an impure mind. Shemishom kol koyach hamazikim rachmanotzon kiyadua, which is the source of energy of all the klipos, all forces of tumah, which are called mazikim, destroyers. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, shal yidei mikra bilti toher chas v'shalom, because when a Jew has an accidental emission at night, chas v'shalom, and it's coming because of bad thoughts, Rabbeinu Zal explains that sometimes it comes from a person drinking too much before they went to sleep. But here he's talking about where it happens as a result of the person having bad thoughts during the day, nivroim mazikim chasashon, that actually creates forces of tumah, klipos, shedim, shemishom kol ha'hezekos shebo'elam achmasam, which are the cause of all damages in this world. Car accidents, bombs blowing up, flooding in houses, all forces of damage that take place in this world come from these mazikim. And one of the main things that creates mazikin is pegam abris, which in this chapter we could have run, Rabbeinu Zal shows, is tied into pegam emuna. This is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer Hamidos, shekol ha'hezeko isboim al yidei pegam adas, that all types of damage that take place in this world come as a result of defective minds, lack of sechel, hainu kanal, as we said earlier. Because when a Jew is not loyal to Hashem in these matters of dealing with women and those kind of things, which results in this type of mikre, chas v'shalom, this emission, that causes pegam hadas hamoyach, the person's mind becomes affected by it. Because the seed, we've mentioned many times, the seed originates from the mind. And the more, if a person is generating seed in a wasteful way, in a way that's not resulting in bringing, in being constructive, where it's not according to Torah law, then he's taking away from his mind. He's doing harm to his mind. V'alkein mishom kol ha'hezekos. This is why that's the source of all damage. V'alkein gam kol ha'manhigei umefursamei sheker. Shal yodam bo kol ze kanal him nikroim mazikei alma. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal writes there that all the false leaders in Klal Yisrael who generate this, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, they're the ones who trigger off this whole thing, because over there also he discusses this super crime of appointing leaders who aren't worthy of being leaders. Ki al yodam nimshach pegam abris. They inject pegam abris into Klal Yisrael. Shemishom kol ha'hazekos, which is the source of all types of damage and harm. The Alkane Adam Mu'ad Leilam. Therefore, again, this is why man is liable at all times. Afilu b'shogeg, even unintentional, u'b'shein, even during sleep. Kimavoy Hashem b'hatorah now, because Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Shaydei Hamagini Eretz, Shemishabrim Tavosam, Umalim, Mechinas Sechtem Sol, Mechinas Pituchai Chosam, Mechinas Tfilei Moichin, that these protectors of the land, who are the ones who break all their evil desires, and they're zeche to Tikkun Abris, and they're zeche to this sign of Tfilin, which represents pure Sechel. Rabbein Zal writes over there that a person who fixes up his brain by being careful about Tikkun Abris, that person, even when he's sleeping, nothing will happen. He will not have any of these accidental emissions. Because he will be zeicha during his sleep to receive pure dreams, spiritual dreams coming from holy angels. And he'll be protected from the dreams that come from bad, from evil spirits and things like that, which result in these types of emissions. Which is the source of these emissions. So we see in that chapter of the Likutei Moran that Rabbi Nizal makes this point that if a Jew keeps his mind pure when he's awake, then when he's sleeping, none of those bad things will happen to him. Nimtza, Sheha'odam Tzorech Lishmar as Daito Bigdusha, At Shinotzel Gam Besheno Ubeshegeg, Shugamkin Bechinas Shenes Talkas Adas. So we see that Rabbi Nizal there is saying that a Jew is required to keep his mind so pure during his waking hours, so that even when he's sleeping, and even accidental, he won't commit any crimes. Both levels, sleep plus accident. And Rabbi Nosson makes a side comment, by the way, that sleep is synonymous with accident. So it's like a double shege. If in sleep I do something else, it's a double shege, and yet Rabbi Nosson shows us in the Likutei Moran that a Jew has control over that. That to the extent that a Jew works on controlling his mind, on elevating his das properly during his waking hours, he can improve himself and bring himself to such a level that when he's defenseless, supposedly, he's sleeping. How do I know what happens to me when I'm sleeping? When he's sleeping, there won't even be any accidental pigamim, chas v'shalom. Kol ha-hezekos nimshochem mi-pigam adas anal. Because as we emphasized before, all types of harm and damage come as a result of a defect in the brain. A Jew is required to protect himself, to watch himself and watch his mind, that he should be zeichet to be counted among those Mogine Eretz, those people who break their evil desires and keep their minds pure. And to get himself to a level where his das will be so pure that he won't have any sins, not when he's sleeping and not accidentally. Now Rav Moshe Zal says, Ois Gimel, the Alkane, based on what we just explained, Kishehizik, Sorech Lashalem Bidis. The Gemara says that when a Jew causes monetary damage to another Jew, not only does he have to pay in full, but if he has different qualities of properties, if he has high quality property, medium quality property, and cheap property, he's got to pay with the high property. If he has a field that's super quality, that's worth $3,000, and he's got a junky field that's also worth $3,000 because it's much larger, let's say, you have to pay with idias, your choicest stuff. K'moy Shom Razal the Mishnah, as the Mishnah says, Hanizokin Shomen Lohem Beidis. That when financial damage is done, Besn evaluates based on an Edis field. Because when a Jew caused damage to another Jew, which we said is coming from these klipos and these shedim, shehim bechinas kilkul upegam betikunehu emuna, where they come into being as a manifestation of a defect in emuna, as was explained in a different place in Hilchas Hefker v'Nichsi Ager, that a kilkul in emuna is what results in bringing these mazikin into the world and allows them to cause their damage. Shekol hapegomim hamevuorim shom shehem pegam niyuf shebo aidei pegam agerim aidei ze choizer v'nivgam ho emuna chasashom, Rabbeinu, as I'll explain over there, that all the different types of averus that were discussed there, even pegam niuf, where chas v'shalom somebody falls into a very serious type of pegam abris, what happens is that boomerangs back and crashes the person's emuna also. That harms the emuna. Alkein tzrichim lachzor ulahamshich tikan ho emuna. Therefore, whenever there is a pegam of taivas niuf, or whenever there's any kind of damage or destruction, we have to go back to its place of origin and make a fix over there. And the origin is by emuna. Shehascholas hatikun hu al yidei shemamshichin ruchnias elikus latech tzimtzumim kanam. And Rabbi Nazal had explained in that chapter in Likut Imran that the beginning of the tikkun for the emuna is based on the ability to draw spirituality into tzimtzumim. Ruchnias elikus into tzimtzumim. The example of this is the river that flows from Gan Eden to water the garden and then splits out into four separate streams like Ki Eden Ayin Lo Yirasa. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains the term Eden refers to the highest aspect of the reward of the world to come. It refers to something that's above our comprehension and above any concept we could have of pleasure or good. That's called Eden. Bechinas Ruchnias Elikus. That's what's symbolic of the spirituality, the Ruchnias we're talking about here. Ukisheroitzen laham shichoy letoch tzimtzumim. And when we want to take this Eden, which is another word for Ruchnias, and draw it into tzimtzum, the Torah tells us that there's a river that flows from Eden and it feeds the spirituality into Tzimtzumim. That's the beginning of Tzimtzum within all the worlds. In other words, the term Tzimtzum means constriction. We start off with a concept of Hashem, only Hashem, the way the Arizal talks about Hashem. Kaviochli talks about the concept of Oyer Ein Soif, the infinite light of Hashem. In the beginning, there was only that. Then Hashem decided there should be a world, etc. And Hashem had to make a concept of Tzimtzum, the concept of being able to constrict that in order to make room for other stuff to begin. Now the Torah, the Chumash in Bereishis, gives us an example of Hashem taking A, which represents the symbol A, which represents something spiritual, something infinite, and constricting it and packaging it to flow into B. The example is that there's something called Eden. We're used to using the word Gan Eden. We call it Gan Eden. But we don't know that Gan Eden technically is a combination of two terms that are used in the Torah. In the Torah, it speaks about Eden being this lofty, lofty place, a spiritual place, from which there comes forth a river. And the river brings a flow of what's in Eden into the Gan, into a place called Gan. Gan literally means a garden. And in that Gan, it splits out into four streams, etc., etc. So Rav Nosson Zal is saying that if you look in the Chumash, in the Torah, that's the first example of Tzimtzum that's presented, of taking spirituality, which is called Eden over there, and feeding it into a tzimtzum called Gan via a nohor, via a river or a stream. Now that Moshe Zal says, Shemishom kol hahashpo sheboilam. This is actually the origin of all shefa that comes into the world, into the physical world. Bibichinas, as it says, Umishom yiporeid, from the Gan, it splits out, Vahoyol arbo roshim, and it turns into four paths. Shem Echod, Pishoin. The first one of the four is called Pishoin, Hu Hasoivedes Kol Eretz Achavilo, which surrounds a whole country in this world. Asher Shom Hazohov, where there is found gold. Uzahav Ha'oretz Ahu Toiv. And the gold of that land is very choice gold. This is all brought in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. Kimishom Kol Hamomoin Vaparnoso. Rav Nosson Zal says what the Chumash is referring to is that this is the source of money, of parnasa. The source is this Le'eretz, this river Pishon, which encircles the Eretz HaChavilah, which emanates from the gun, which draws its sustenance from Eden via that nohor. V'zeh b'chinas idis. This is the concept of that choices portion of a person's possessions. Shehamazikim tzrichim l'shalim. Where a Jew who causes damage to another Jew is required to pay from idis. Kinikroim idis miloshen Eden. Rav Nosson says, no, this word in the Gemara, the word that the Gemara uses, which is idis, the root of that word is Eden. Ki hasode hatoivo nikras Eden. Because the best field that Hashem ever created is called Eden. Kamosha kosuk, ki gan Eden ha'oretz lefonov. As the Pasuk says in the Navi Yoel, that it'll be like the Garden of Eden for you. The land will be like the Garden of Eden, referring to the choice, the best that land could ever be. And as is written about Chiram, the king of Tzur, Be'eden gan Elokim ho'yisa. You are in Eden, the heavenly garden. Val shem Eden nikroim hasodes hatoves idis. And it's because of this source called Eden that the Gemara refers to the choicest fields as the idis. V'zeh b'chinas hanizokin shom alehem b'idis. And this is why people who do damage are required to pay for idis. Because when a Jew has to pay for damage that he caused, financial damage, which came as a result of those mazikin that we spoke about, you have to be able to fix the item in its source. You have to be able to draw the tikkun from the highest source of all of this. Which Rabbein Nizal explains in this chapter in the Qumran, that the beginning of the whole process of drawing Shefa into this world, step one is Hamshochas Ruchnis Alakus Tzimtzumin, drawing spirituality into Tzimtzum. Shehu Nohor Hayotze Mi'Eden L'Hashkos, which the Chumash in Bereishis tells us that the earliest example of that is this river flowing from Eden and feeding into Gan. Sheshom kol haparnosa v'hamomoyim, whereby that's the source of all and origin of all parnosa and money. Sheze b'chinis idis, this is the term idis that the Gemara uses, shesharoshom b'chinas Eden, of which the origin is Eden. Rav Nosson Zal had explained that based on this chapter, Likutei Moran, Torah discusses about 20 items, 1 through 20. Items 17, 18, 19, 20 dealt with the issue of Tikkun Pigam HaBris, Bikra Laila, being a result of Pigam HaDas, etc., those things we discussed there. Items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 were the items that we showed in the beginning of the paragraph, where Rabbeinu Zal spoke about that the most important thing is Emunah. In order to draw Emunah, you need tzakas halev, and when the emunah gets messed up, you have to be able to draw waters from a very deep place to correct it. In order to draw those waters, you need an ish tevunais, a certain great tzaddik. The way a person becomes an ish tevunais is by having the ability to be mamshech ruchni eselakos into tzimtzumin, and that's the person who has the ability to make the tikkun ho'emunah. That whenever Emunah gets messed up, it's this Ish Tevunois who, through his ability to draw Ruchnius into Tzimtzum, became an Ish Tevunois. He's the one who has access to those deep waters that can correct and fix up any Pigam Emunah. Now, Rav Nosson Zal said, we explain that any time a Jew causes damage to another Jew, it's a result of Mazikin, which were created through Pegam HaBris, Niyuth, which is the result of Pegam Emunah. The beginning of a change is Pegam Emunah. That's what brings Mazikin in the world, who very often end up being brought in physically through Pegam HaBris, but if you trace it back to its origin, even the Pegam HaBris was tied into defective Emunah. So that now, these mazikin who are brought into the world, these shaydirot, which are what help a person have a car accident or a house accident or all of these kind of things, these mazikin which came into the world, you saw, if you analyze the last step, You saw they came into the world through Pegama Bris Nil. We know, in fact, that it's a reflection of Pegama Munas somewhere higher up on the ladder. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal said, when a damage like this is affected, if you want to repair it for completely, it's not going to be enough to just deal with the lower rungs on the ladder, the knee of problem and those kind of things. You're going to have to go back to the source to the beginning, which is a Pegam Emunah, and make the tikkun there in order to really make a complete tikkun for the window that was broken, or the car that was broken, or the house, etc., etc. Therefore, since we learned that when it comes to repairing Pegam Emunah, what's needed for that is Hamshochas Ruchnius on the Kus of Tatsim Sunin. What's needed for that is an Ish Trunais, where his resume says that his most important thing that he's able to do is Hamshochas Ruchnius on the Kus of Tatsim Sunin, to draw spirituality into Tzimtzum. Therefore, a Jew who wants to pay somebody back for damage that he caused is going to have a way of tapping into there to make the Tikkun Hemunah, which is going to fix this whole ladder. Rav Nosson Zal explains, let me show you how that's done. The Gemara makes a statement that when a Jew causes damage to another Jew and he's got to pay him, and the damage was $1,000 or the damage was $20,000, one of the most ideal ways to pay is property. Not dollars, property. In property, we know there's three types. There's Idius, Beinonis, and Ziburis. There's first quality, medium quality, junky quality properties. And the Mishnah says, the Mishnah learns out from a pasuk in Chumash, where it says, "Bemeitav sodeyu yishalim." You pay from the choicest of your fields. The Mishnah learns out that a Jew is required to pay. If he's paying in property, he's got to pay from Idis, the best one. Rav Nosson Zal says, why? It's the same $3,000. Why does Hashem care? Why does Hashem insist that I give it from that field? So Rav Nosson Zal shows us that this term Idis originates from Eden. And the whole concept, the structure of Eden and Gan is a structure of Ruchnia Silikos being drawn into the Tzimtzumim. So that when a Jew takes his best field and pays from that, he's tapping in. By not taking the regular field, paying for this one, he's tapping into this tikkun of Hamshochas Ruchnia Silikos Latach Tzimtzumim, which is represented by Eden, Idis. That flow from Eden into Gan through the Nahor, which is the origin of all Shefa into this world, all money and Parnasa, etc., etc.
Continuing Hilchas Nezikin, Halacha Hey, Ois Dalet, page 251, right in column. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to take what we spoke about till now and relate it to the four major types of damage that are discussed in the beginning of Masechta Baba Kama. There the Gemara says, "V'zeh b'chinas arbo ovois nezikin." The Gemara says there that there are four leaders of damages. Hashur, v'habur, v'hamave, v'hahever. The way the Gemara explains this over there, we're not going to give a six-hour shir on Baba Kama now, so we'll try to make this as short as possible. Shur refers to an ox damaging somebody intentionally, for example, by goring, where the ox gores someone with its horns. That's what shoyer refers to. Boyer refers to a person leaving any type of obstacle in a public place, in a reshus harabim. Person opens a manhole in a public street and somebody else falls in there. Or a person leaves their bag in the middle of the street and somebody trips over it and falls and hurts themselves. Mave refers to the damage done by an ox, where the ox wasn't intending to do harm. The ox was just doing its regular thing. An ox goes ahead and eats somebody else's food. Person has a bag of fruit, you know, somewhere, and the ox goes ahead and just starts eating it. It doesn't know that it's yours or not yours. That's mave. Hever means damage by fire, where a person lights a fire, and then the wind blows the fire in a manner that it goes into somebody else's field and burns down the other field. And the Gemara over there in the beginning discusses all the details, you know, as to what to make it as precise as possible, when you're liable, when you're not, in each one of these cases. But now Rav Nosson Zal is going to relate these four kinds of hezekis to what we're talking about. Because because we learned earlier that all types of damages and all types of harm that take place in this world are caused through the damages sheklulim bedalad ovos nezikin, which the Gemara summarizes by these four leaders. Umehem nimshochim toldes rabbis. And from them come many, many subdivisions of all kinds of different categories. Kemoshom razal, as the Gemara says over there in the beginning of Baba Kama, ovos michlal dekotoldes. That since the Mishnah uses the term that these are the fathers of Tumah, of Nezikin, then obviously it's implying that there are also children. There are subcategories of these. We explained earlier all types of damage come from these mazikim, which are caused when a person is deficient in all the different types of tikkunim that are discussed in the chapter on Likutiman that we're speaking about, whether it be shekulam klulim bepigam hoemuna, which are all under the main heading of a deficiency in faith, shehu ha'ikar, which is the most important one of all, ki kol mitzvoisecho emuna, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says all 613 mitzvos are dependent on faith. The alkein heim dalad ovos nezikin hashor etc. Ki kol elu hadalad hashor v'habor heim hepech mehatikunim hamavuorim batoy rahanal shaydeze nimshach kol hahezeko shevoilam. Rav Nosson Zal says, and this is why the Gemara lists these four categories, because these four are directly corresponding to four areas of tikkun that are discussed in the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're dealing with. Hashor Zebechinas pigam hoemuna. The ox symbolizes a person who's deficient in faith. Shehu bechinas cheto egel. Because the most classic example of the Jews showing lack of faith in Hashem and going to worship idols was when they worshipped an ox, a calf, a golden calf. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, vayomiru es kivoidom betavnis shoyo oichel esev. That the Jews traded in their Hashem, they exchanged their Hashem for an ox that eats grass. So we see that Shor is the symbol of Pegam Emunah. Habor Zebechinas Pegam Tavis Mamoin. The ditch, a person who digs a ditch in a public domain, you know, that kind of thing. Boer represents a person who's deficient in being pure in dealing with money. He has a wrong type of desire for money. He likes other people's money, or he likes money that he's not supposed to have, that kind of thing. Hepech had tzadik emes, sho'iskim kol yameyem lachter hamayim shemehem gdelo emuna. This is the opposite of those true tzadikim who work their entire lives to dig up those waters which help nourish faith. Shehu al yidei parnososom v'chilosom akdesha. This refers to the righteous people who earn their livelihood legally and in a holy way, where how do they get their money? Through the process of drawing spirituality, ruchnius, into tzimtzumim, into constrictions. We learned earlier that that's how a person is able to draw parnos into the world. The way that the whole cycle starts is by the person being able to take ruchnius, spiritual items, and bring it into constricted forms. And by doing that, they cause their neshamas to glow to the point where they're zeichah to draw those deep waters, which we said is the advice that's needed to correct pegam emunah, as is explained in great detail in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this is based on. Whereas these destroyers are the opposite of those tzaddikim, because they represent those people who are involved in money purely for their own personal desires and for their own personal glory. And these people are looking to damage or destroy kosher money, Jewish kosher money, which helps nourish the emunah. You recall we mentioned earlier, the emunah ma'oid. We gave several proofs earlier that money reflects a person's emuna. When a person's willing to spend money on a mitzvah, for example, that shows the loyalty and the respect for the mitzvah. The zebchinas boyer, and this is the concept of the boyer. Boyer means a ditch or a pit. Bechinas hamishukoyim b'tayvas mamon. This refers to those people who are steeped in the wrong kind of desire for money. Shenikroim boyer. They are called those people who are in a bottomless pit like. Kemashikosa b'tikunim, as it says in the Tikkuni Zohar, boyer dot choil. The Tikkuni Zohar says boyer refers to the spleen. The spleen represents a part of the body from which depression comes from. Depression is associated with this toil. As Rabbein Zal discusses in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, that this toil refers to the depression that comes through a person being steeped in the endless desire for money, and they're never happy with what they have. They always need more, and they're always depressed and upset. Because these people represent what's written by Yosef HaTzadik, that his brothers threw him into an empty ditch that had no water in it, it says. Hepech mamon dekdusha shel HaTzadikim v'ksherim. This is the exact opposite of Jews who deal with money in a kosher way, in a holy way, where we explained earlier, those Jews, their usage of money represents digging up the waters that refresh a person's faith, that strengthen a person's faith. This is why those religious Jews who deal with money in a kosher way, their money is referred to as a well of flowing waters. Because their waters come from the Beis HaMikdash. It's written there was a stream that flowed from the Beis HaMikdash. Shaydeze gdelo hemuna, which is what nourishes the faith. Whereas those people who are steeped in the desire of money purely for personal pleasure, they're not interested in using it to serve Hashem with in any way, just for personal pleasure. Shehim b'chinas hamazike almo, these destroyers, heim b'chinas boyer ein mayim. They represent a pit, a ditch that has no water in it. Ki ein boy mayim amukim eitzanal, meaning that from their usage of money, they're not able to draw those waters that refresh the faith and everything. Adarabah, heim poigmim b'emuna b'agdesha. Their usage of money is a pigamen emuna. B'b'chinas mayim ein boy av nechoshim akrabim yesh boy. As the Gemara says, the ditch which Yosef HaTzadik's brothers threw him into, if it says ditch, the Gemara says ditch means no water. Why does it say a ditch with no water? The Gemara says it's coming to tell us that water wasn't in there, but there were snakes and scorpions in there. So too, these people who get involved in a lust for money, for personal desires and for glory, they get into this pit that has no water in it. They get into this ditch that has no waters, no refreshing waters in it. On the contrary, it's got snakes and scorpions in it. Shehem b'chinas kfirois u'bilbul emuna, which represent the opposite of faith in Hashem. Just like the snake was the first one who tested Chava's faith in Hashem. Hashem said, if you touch the tree, you're going to die. Look, I'll push you into the tree and nothing happens. And just like when you touch it, you're not going to die. By eating it, you're not going to die either. So the nochosh is symbolic of pigam emuna. The nechosh is symbolic of the boyer. We find when Yitzchak was thrown into a boyer, it was a boyer with nechosh makravim. So that's the second type of damage, which is boyer, which represents this pigam of taivas mamoim, which is discussed in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Next, the hamaver. The third type of damage is the damage which the ox does with his teeth by eating food that doesn't belong to him, we said, right? Ze bechinas pigam hagerim. This represents the problems that Gerim introduce into Klal Yisrael when they join, which Rabbein Zal speaks about over there. Ki ha-Gerim, Rabbein Zal says, they inject Gaiva into Klal Yisrael, etc., which he explains in this chapter on Likutei Moran. Ki ha-Gerim nimshochim al yidei hanitzutzois toivois shohu ne'elomim bezua maseisov. Rabbein Zal explains, because Gerim represent the sparks of good that are found within the filth. Because the goyim in general, the nations of the world, represent something filthy and ugly, but within that filth there are these granules of pure good. Bebechinas kitzayid bepiv kimuva, as it's written about Esav Harosho, it says that in the Chumash that Yitzchak Avinu liked him because Esav was a hunter. He trapped things, and he provided his trappings, he gave from his trappings into the mouth of Yitzchak. The Sifrei Kabbalah take this pasuk, ki tzayid bepiv, and they say that this implies that Esav traps sparks of Kedusha sometimes. Sometimes Kedusha falls into traps that have been set by Esav, and he swallows them up in his traps. And he's able to hold on to them until the time comes when a tzaddik comes along, or something happens, an earthquake happens, when suddenly Esav is forced to spit up, to return, these sparks of Kedusha that got trapped in his mouth, or that got sucked into his traps. Ukishamaitzi and Esav Misham, and when these sparks of Kedusha are taken out of Esav, Vinasim Geirim, and they come in the form of converts, Goyim, who come to join the Jewish nation, Zebechinas Eich Nechbesu Esav Nivu Matzpunov. This represents the pasuk where it says, how did Esav have the ability to hide? His teeth were covered up. Nivu Matzpunov. The word nivu over there refers to the teeth being covered up. And the Gemara says over there that that's how we know that when the Mishnah uses the word maveh, it means damaging with the teeth. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Shenive v'nigle hanitzutzeis hakdoshim shehoyu tzfunim v'ne'elomim b'zramasa yagdola. What happens is there becomes uncovered and revealed the sparks of Kedusha which were originally hidden and covered up in the large filth of Esav HaRasha. Ach me'achar sheyotzu mizuam azois. However, because of the fact that these gerim, these sparks of Kedusha are coming from such a filthy place, Al-Kain he-mazikim li-Israel. Therefore, when they're introduced into the Jewish nation, they do some harm, they do some damage. K'mashikosu shamba torana, as is brought in that chapter on the Kudeman. V'zeh b'chinas maveh. This is what the Mishnah calls over there maveh. The damage that the animal does with its teeth. B'chinas eich nech besu esov nivu matzpunov. This is the pasuk there that talks about, again, Esav's teeth, where he swallowed up certain sparks of Kedusha, and then he's forced to spit them back out. As we find, the Gemara over there in Baba Kama uses this pasuk as proof that the word maveh in the Mishnah means damaging with the teeth. V'zeshom razalshom, this is why the Gemara says over there in Baba Kama, maveh zeh hashein, that this type of damage called maveh is damaging with the teeth. Bechinas hamazikei alma anal shehem hamanhigim shel sheker. This refers to the false leaders, hadoivrim osok al tzadikim v'aksherim amikim, who speak against the true tzadikim and their membership. Shezeh bechinas shinehem chanis v'chitzim. As the pasuk says, their teeth are like spears and arrows. Uleshoinom cherev chada, and their tongue is a sharp sword. Bechinas sharku vayachreku shein, as the pasuk says, they gritted their teeth, they sharpened their teeth against us. Ukamashikosu biyecheskel leinyan haroyim shel sheker, and as is written in Yecheskel Anovi regarding the false shepherds, the false leaders, es hacholov toichelu vatiyeno tsoini lochlo, they eat. And Hashem says, my sheep became food for them. V'chein b'Zechariah Yud Aleph, b'inyan Roye Evili, and so too in Zechariah Novi chapter 11, where it speaks about the false shepherds. Shehu haroye shel sheker, ne'mar sham, it says over there, u'bosor habriya yoichel, that they eat up the healthy flesh. V'chein b'shari mekoymo, shemedabra meharoyim shel sheker, and as we find in many places throughout the Torah, that when the Torah speaks about false leaders of the Jewish people, mefursam shel sheker, those types, shemegano isam she'ochlim b'sar Yisrael, the Torah says that these terrible characters who eat up the flesh of the Jews, referring to the teeth specifically, v'heim nimshochim mizu amas hageirim anal. Rabbeinu Zal explained in that chapter in the Kudimram that as a result of Geirim joining Eretz Yisrael and bringing with them some of their filth, this is what results in the wrong type of people being able to get involved in leadership positions. Rabbeinu Zal shows this over there in that chapter on the Kudimran, that the gaiva that Geirim inject into Klal Yisrael results in people who aren't really qualified to be leaders taking the mantle of leadership onto themselves and putting themselves up as leaders.
V'alkein heim b'chinas mava zeh'ashem. This is why they are referred to as the teeth, damaging with the teeth. Shehu b'chinas eich nivu esav, nivu hanal. Referring to this, those people who eat the Jewish people, referring to these bad leaders, which again is associated with Esav, who swallowed these sparks of Kedusha with his mouth. He chewed them up, and then when he spits them back out, in a sense, and they come and join Klal Yisrael in the form of Gerim, they inject this evil into Klal Yisrael, which manifests itself in bad leadership, which the Torah always compares to people who eat the Jewish flesh, that kind of thing.